unfortunately, I got injured the week before World Indoors. And, you know, it is what it is. It's an injury, but I have to accept it. I have to stick to my rehab program, which I've been working very hard on for the last number of weeks. And I still hope to be back competing come June and July of the summer.
Because it is a huge year for you, as you said, in front of the students in there. This is what you've been working for the last 6 or 7 years. So it's all about having the mindset right, even within an injury, to staying positive.
Of course, look, I mean, the Olympics is going to be the biggest race of my life, for sure. And it's the biggest sporting event of 2016. And, you know, I'm going to have to make sure that I do all the preparation that I can to make sure that I go out there and give my best performance. And I always say that I want to look back come New Year's Eve of 2016 and say that I have no regrets about how the year went. And that's my real aim for this year.
And what's the process now over the next couple of weeks and getting back to full fitness?
Well, it's about letting that healing process occur properly and giving it time. And then, you know, I'm going to start progressing to running via an Alter G treadmill. That's the route that I'll go. And I'm lucky that facilities like that are available at the Irish Institute of Sport in Blanchardstown in Dublin. So the facilities are there, and it's just a matter of, you know, sticking to the rehab program that's set out by the specialists and following it.
Because sports science is such a huge part of athletics now, and every other sport. So it is now. You're not sitting doing nothing. You are actually doing some sort of activity, even though you have the injury, aren't you?
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, I'm aqua jogging in a pool, so trying to simulate a running action inside a swimming pool using a floater belt. I'm also trying to stay afloat in the water without a belt, which is a great aerobic workout. And there's other methods of staying fit as well. And I suppose getting back to some cross training eventually is the main transition goal that I'm looking for.
Because before this injury happened, you were in very good form this year, and I was disappointed that you couldn't make it to the World Indoors, because the form was there and the pace was there.
Yeah, it was quite disappointing that I wasn't able to go, especially having beat Eric Sawinski all year, who actually came third in that race. So I was disappointed to watch it, but at the same time, if I had to forego one championship this year, it would have been the World Indoors, because, you know, everyone remembers the Olympics. Few remember Marcus O'Sullivan won a World Indoor title before, you know, and it's just so much bigger to go to an Olympic Games, and that is still there for me, and that's what I'm aiming to do over the next few months.
Yeah. You still have the opportunity to perform well here, but obviously the injury has been a bit of a hamper to you. It's a bit of a setback. How much off course has it put you off?
It's definitely hampered my ability to get some aerobic base training done. I mean, that's pretty obvious, but I also like to think that I have a high baseline level of fitness, and my coach has told me that a good few times, so it means that I'll be able to get back to fitness relatively quickly, and hopefully with the aqua jogging that I've been doing in the pool, that won't take too long.
Yeah. How much of your training then is going to be based in Ireland, and how much is going to be based further afield ahead of Rio?
So right now it just depends on the course of the injury, but I have a few places lined up for summer, so I'll either go to London, I'll either go to Austria or America, but it just depends really on the course of the injury and how the next few weeks go.
Looking at 2016 and as you came into the season, since it was an Olympic year, did you alter your training or your preparation in any way like you'd done before, Mark?
So yeah, I did. I made sure that the training program was completely and properly periodized, and so I have my coach to thank for that, Steve Magnus. He thought hard about trying to peak for August, making sure I did the races at the right time in the summer, because there's always a chance in Olympic year, even if the program is made out correctly and it's made out to try make the athlete peak at the right time, there's a temptation to get caught up in races too soon in the season and to get too excited and then to actually not run well at the Olympic Games. So we knew that was going to be a real danger, and we're planning for
that. What's a fine line, is that? You're making that decision as to peak?
Well, it's a matter of choosing which races are right and which aren't. And there's certain races that I might not do because I don't want to show my cards, and others that I will do because I need the experience. So all those matters have been discussed with the coach, and every race we pick, there's a reason behind it.
You've won medals again at big championships. You're a professional athlete. You train very, very hard. when the injury, of course, doesn't happen. But what is your goals for Rio? What's your target? What are you setting yourself now for Brazil, Mark?
My target is just to have no regrets come the end of the year. You know, when I sit down on New Year's Eve, reeling in the new year, I want to say I have no regrets about how the summer went and how I performed out there.
Yeah. Is it a personal best medal?
I don't want to say. I never do. I like to just say that I won't have a regret, because you never know what's going to happen between now and then, and circumstances change, and therefore, as a result of that, goals change. But I know what I'm capable of if I'm in good shape, so I do like to keep that to myself, though. Yeah.
But let's move on to the Sky Sports scholarship. How important has it been for you to be part of the Sky team?
Phenomenal. It's a huge boost of confidence to know that an organisation as big as Sky is behind me. I mean, Sky, one of the biggest companies in the world, and they're not going to invest in someone they don't believe in. So that gives me great faith that they believe I can go and do things in Rio. And the support they've given me is phenomenal. Just to mention a few, I mean, the funding has helped me to travel abroad to train in South Africa in January time. It's helped me travel to Athlone to use the indoor facility. And then on top of that, you know, there's things like being able to talk to students through the Sky Careers Lab, and that helps me get back to the community and helps develop me, not just as an athlete, but as a person, and it's very important to me. And then again, even coming back here to my old school, as part of the Sky Living for Sport initiative, it's been a really, really, I suppose, but a lot of nostalgia comes back to you when you visit your old school. You know, I was in that study hall where I sat the majority of my exams growing up, and as I said about the Sky Careers Lab, a great way to give back, hopefully, and inspire people to follow their dreams and follow whatever it is that makes them passionate. You know, and that doesn't have to be sport. That can be music, that can be arts, that can be chess, it can be academia, whatever it is that makes people tick. I hopefully can inspire a few people anyway, at least, to just follow their dreams and to be passionate about it.
Well, Mark, many thanks for talking to us, and it's great to see you back here in St. Eunan's, and the best of luck with the recovery and your preparation now for Rio in the summer.
Thanks very much. Cheers.